近排咧，我就經常思想緊同一個課題。
So recently, I've been thinking about a certain theme.
就係愛啦。
Which is love.
所以或者如果大家仲記得咧，上兩次我分享聖經嘅説話嘅時候咧，都係涉及到同愛有關嘅。
So you might remember that the previous two times when I shared, I was also talking about love.
第一次咧，我講到係關於饒恕嘅。
The first time I talked about forgiveness.
另外一次我講到關於接納。
The second time I talked about acceptance.
咁呢兩方面咧，其實同愛都係有好大關係咯。
And both of these have to do with love.
嗱，嚟到呢一個愛嘅課題，我唔知大家覺得你懂唔懂咧？
So when we're talking about love, I wonder if you understand what this is.
有人告訴我，我都不知道什麼叫做愛。
Somebody told me, I don't know what is love.
不過我活了這麼多年，嘗試去愛了這麼多年，我都覺得不是很難，不是很容易明白。
And for me, I've lived so many years, I also don't really understand what is love.
但我相信在這個世上，沒有人會說我不需要愛。
But I believe that there's nobody on this earth who would say, I don't need love.
如果你咁講，你話唔需要愛，有可能你係驕傲咁講啫。
If you do say, I don't need love, it could just be out of pride.
又或者咧，係一啲晦氣嘅説話。
Or maybe
晦氣flattered.
Flattered.
Flattered.
Fed up. Or maybe you're just fed up.
嗱咁。我哋都會或多或少都會知道一個人有愛同冇愛有啲咩分別。
Maybe we would know more or less the difference between somebody who has love and somebody who doesn't have love.
又或者一個人被愛同冇被愛有咩分別
？Or perhaps a person who is loved or a person who is not loved. What is the difference between them？
唔知大家相唔相信咧？花草咧會感應到愛喎。
I wonder if you believe whether or not plants love makes a difference to plants.
咁阿多咧就馬上岌頭啦，因為阿多咧係中意種菜種花嘅。
So Ador at the back was nodding just now because she's somebody who plants things.
我都會相信花草咧係識得感應愛嘅。
Yeah, I do believe that plants respond to love.
有啲人話咧，你當多啲向佢唱下歌，欣賞下佢，佢都會長得靚啲。
Some people say that if you sing to plants, they will grow more beautifully.
但係如果你唔記得咗淋水，唔記得咗理佢，或者好少睇佢咧，佢長都唔會長得好靚。
But if you forget to water it, forget to nurture it, then it won't grow very well.
所以一個盆栽落喺我手上咧，就慘咯。
So if you give me a plant, then that plant has woe.
咁就有可能會枯死嘅嚇。
That plant may die.
因為我唔懂種植，好似亦都冇佢嘅心咁。
Yeah, because I don't really know how to look after plants. I don't really have this heart to look after plants.
我喜歡花草，不過唔好落喺我手上。
I really like plants, but don't give me any plants.
嗱，我記得咧，好多年前，好幾年前啦。
I remember a good few years ago.
當時我奶奶就病危入咗醫院。
At the time, my mother-in-law was ill, and she went into hospital.
咁當時我同牧師就去探我奶奶啊。
And so me and pastor went to the hospital to visit my mother-in-law.
咁瞓喺我奶奶旁邊嘅係另一個廿零歲嘅女仔。
And in the bed next to my mother-in-law was a girl about 20 some years old.
呢個女仔係癱瘓嘅。
Paralyzed. And this girl was paralyzed.
我唔記得咗好多幾多年啦，係好多年噶啦。
係
好多年 paralyzed.
She's been paralyzed for many years.
咁佢一直係即係有好多針窿啊，插呢樣插嗰樣，咁就瞓咗喺度。
And she had a lot of different tubes attached to her, and she was just lying there.
咁我哋見佢咁，我哋自然就同佢傾下偈啦。
So, Pastor and I went to, that's Olive, went to talk to her.
咁啊，當我哋或者買啲豬腸粉俾我奶奶食嘅時候，又買埋佢嗰份啦。
So when we bought some food for my mother-in-law, we also gave some to her.
後來我哋先知道，佢瞓咗喺牀上邊好多年，係等緊做手術。
And then we learned that this girl had been lying in bed for many years waiting for an operation.
佢嘅病咧睇嚟唔係啲好普通嘅癱瘓，我都唔係好記得係乜嘢問題啦。
Her illness was not just simply paralysis. I don't really remember what her condition was now.
佢要做嘅手術咧係需要十個八個醫生同時間喺個手術室嚟到睇住佢要做嘅。
Her operation required about 8 to 10 doctors in the operating theatre at the time of her operation.
所以你可想而知，要安排一個手術俾佢咧，係好難嘅。
So it was very difficult to arrange this operation for her.
啊，邊有可能咁得閒十個八個醫生同時間得閒喺一個手術室照顧一個病人呢
？It would be very difficult to try and arrange a time for like 8 to 10 doctors to be in the operating theatre at the same time.
所以有好幾次安排咗幾時做手術，但係後來醫生話：對唔住啊，我哋都唔得啦。
So there was a time when they did arrange an operation for her, but then at the last minute, one of the doctors said they couldn't make it.
咁呢個女仔廿零歲就要瞓喺牀上繼續等等等。
So this meant that this girl, 20-some years old, had to lie there waiting.
係一個咁樣嘅人。就當然係好想放棄啦。
And of course, somebody like that would very easily just want to give up.
活著都唔知為咗乜啦。
They wouldn't know what's the purpose of life.
咁我哋同佢傾偈嘅時候，佢同我哋講，每次好奇怪，每一次佢想放棄嘅時候，總係神俾佢遇到一啲基督徒。
And it was very strange. She told us that every time she wanted to give up.God would arrange for her to encounter some Christians.
咁佢從呢啲基督徒嗰度咧，就得到一啲鼓勵啊、關心啊、安慰啊。
And from these Christians, she would receive some encouragement, some comfort.
所以當一個人覺得冇希望、想放棄嘅時候呢，愛就能夠叫到一個人唔放棄。
So when a person wants to give up,We find that love is able to help that person not to give up.
當一個人再冇希望嘅時候，愛能夠俾到佢有意志活下去。
When a person wants to give up, they've lost hope, then love is able to give them the will to continue.
所以愛係能夠有一個挽救嘅作用嘅。
So love has the function of salvation, of saving someone.
假如一個關係係面臨危機嘅話
，For example, if a relationship is in a desperate condition，
或者大家都想放棄啦
，Maybe the two parties want to give up。
但係如果其中一方佢願意去饒恕、去接納嘅話咧，咁呢個關係都有機會去修補嘅。
But if one party is willing to forgive and to accept, then this relationship can be resolved.
假如另一方亦都會願意去改嘅話，咁呢個關係就更加有機會修補啦。
Or if one party is willing to change themselves, then this relationship will have hope.
或者喺個關係裏邊，你發覺你對對方開始有懷疑，愛亦都可以驅走疑惑。
Or if one of the parties in this relationship start to have doubt, love can disperse that doubt.
愛亦都可以融化鐵石嘅心腸。
Love can melt a heart of stone.
真正嘅愛亦都可以叫到犯錯嘅人改過。
True love can help a person, a sinner, to really change.
總括嚟講咧，愛就能夠救人，亦都叫人能夠叫人活過嚟。
In summary, love is able to save a person, to help a person turn around.
有好多人家庭係好有錢。
There are many families that are very wealthy.
或者唔係百萬富翁，但係會有 有屋啊，有車啊，有好嘅嘢食啊。
They may not be millionaires, but they have houses, cars, plenty to eat.
啊，或者每年可以去幾次去旅行啊。
Might be able to go on holiday several times a year.
嚇，吃喝玩樂都係冇乜問題啊。
They enjoy life. They're eating. They're drinking.
樣樣嘢都有。
They have everything.
但係家庭裏邊，假如冇愛嘅話，關係係冷冰冰。
But if there's no love in that family, then that family, the relationship between them is very cold.
冇溝通嘅。
No communication.
甚至會打交鬧交嘅。
They may even argue a lot.
如果係咁嘅家庭，咁又點呢？有好多錢，好多嘢食，咁又點呢？
So what if a family has a lot of money, a lot of things to enjoy? If they don't have love, so what?
當好多父母啊，撫養兒女長大啦。有好多父母養大咗仔女。
So, some parents after they have reared their children to adulthood.
啊，因為關係唔好啊。
Because their relationship is not good.
兒女一長大之後，自己可以獨立，就同父母分道揚镳。
After the children have grown up, they will say they will separate themselves from the parents.
啊，唔係淨係獨立啊，係各有各路啦。
It's not just that they're independent.They just go their separate ways from their parents.
啊，咁呢種情況唔係好可悲咩？
So isn't this a tragic situation?
又或者你好有學歷、好有學識、又好有本事。
Or perhaps you're very educated, very able, capable.
但係如果你裡面冇愛，
But if you don't have love in your heart,
你諗下你嘅家庭、你嘅婚姻會變成點？
What would your family, what would your marriage be like?
又或者一個國家，佢有好先進嘅科技。
Or if a country was very advanced in technology.
但係如果一個國家冇愛嘅話。
But if that country doesn't have love.
啊，極權主義嘅話，你話佢會變成點？呢個國家。
Totalitarian. If the country was totalitarian,
咁呢個國家會變成點咧？
Then what would that country be like? What is totalitarian? Jason, do you know what's totalitarian?
極權主義，即係話嗰個領導講乜就係乜。
It's like whatever the leader says, then that is how the country must follow, like dictatorship.
Yeah, something like that. 咁又講下教會啊。
What about the church?
假如個教會有人，但係冇愛，呢個教會又會變成點呢？
If a church has people attending, but there's no love, then what would that church be like?
喺神嘅眼中，呢個教會神會點睇呢？
How would God see this church?
不如我哋翻一段聖經睇下。
Let's look at our first passage.
在哥林多前書十三章。
First Corinthians 13。
哥林多前書十三章一至三節。
First Corinthians 13, verses 1 to 7.
1 to 3.
1 to 3.
哥林多前書十三章一至三節。
First Corinthians 13, verse 1-3.
我會用中文讀出嚟，大家可以睇英文，如果唔識聽中文嘅。
So you can just look at the English, Oliver read in Chinese.
第一節，我若能說萬人的方言，並天使的話語，卻沒有愛，我就成了鳴的鑼、響的拔一樣。我若有先知講道之能，也明白各樣的奧秘、各樣的知識，而且有全備的信，叫我能夠移山，卻沒有愛，我就算不得什麼。我若將所有的周濟窮人，又捨己身，叫人焚燒，卻沒有愛，仍然與我無益。呢度聖經講到三節講咗三樣嘢，第一節講到方言。
So here in this passage, there are three verses and three things that are mentioned. The first is speaking in tongues.
嗱，方言係啲乜嘢咧
？What is speaking in tongues？
方言咧，其實就係一啲非正常可以理解嘅話。
Speaking in tongues means being able to speak a language that is not normally understood.
咁所以咧，要明嘅話咧，就需要有人翻譯嘅。
So in order to understand that language, you need somebody to translate for you.
嗱，方言咧一般就唔係愛嚟對人講嘅。
Tongues usually is not used to just speak to people.
而係對神講嘅。
It's used for speaking to God.
所以係一個人想同神有一個交通溝通嘅時候咧，如果佢有咁樣嘅恩賜。他用这个方言是跟神去沟通。
So if a person is able to speak in tongues, they can use this gift to communicate with God.
因为这些方言一般上是人听不到，听不明白的。
Because usually people don't understand the language of tongues.
所以如果在教会里面有人有一种这样的能力去讲方言，但是大部分人全部都不懂听，只有他自己一个懂听呢，那就對其他人係冇益啦。
So if somebody in church is able to speak in tongues, but nobody else in the church can understand, and so when they're speaking in tongues, nobody understands what they're saying, then nobody is able to benefit from that except themselves.
所以通常一個人如果要識講方言嘅話，係主要愛嚟自己同神去接觸嘅。
So if a person is able to speak in tongues, they use it for themselves to communicate with God.
但是又不是说在教会里面不准讲的。
It doesn't mean that we forbid speaking in tongues in church.
所以这里第一节圣经就说，如果有人懂得讲方言，但是他没有爱，那他就好像鸣的锣响的钹了。
So that's why it says here that if a person is able to speak in tongues, but he or she doesn't have love, then they're just a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
鳴嘅鑼響個拔響嘅拔咧，其實意思即係想講好似噪音一樣。
A noisy gong or a clanging cymbal is just meaning to say like they're making a lot of noise。
係冇建設性嘅。
There's no edifying purpose。
因為別人唔明白。
Because other people don't understand what they're saying。
但係佢唔理人哋，佢就只管自己喺度講啊講啊講啊講啊，可能講足一個鐘半個鐘咁樣。
But he or she may not care about whether or not other people understand. They just keep talking in tongues, maybe half an hour.
So, 一個人假如係咁樣，佢冇愛心去做一件事咧，聖經就話佢講嘅方言就好似製造緊噪音一樣。
So, this is why Scripture here says that a person like this, they're just making a lot of noise.
但係會令人好討厭噶噃。
So, other people would find it quite quite fed up.
咁第二節咧，又講到另外一種恩賜啦。
The second point is talking about another gift.
就係先知講道嘅恩賜。
It's the gift of prophecy.
講道先知即係將神嘅話語、神嘅聖經咧，去教導我哋。
The gift of prophecy means teaching God's word.
咁呢度話，假如一個人佢好講道好叻。
So here it's saying that if a person preaches very well.
對於關於神的事情呢都很明白。
They may understand a lot about the things of God.
關於神的事情呢有很多知識。
They may have a lot of knowledge about the things of God.
而且呢是很有信心的。
And he may be full of faith.
有信心到一個程度呢是能夠移山。
He may have so much faith that he can remove mountains.
你想想這個人都好本事咯。
So if you think about it, this is somebody who is extremely capable.
在人的眼中好本事好厉害。
In the eyes of man, this person would be very capable, very powerful.
但在神的眼中，圣经说这个人算不得什么。
But in the eyes of God, scripture here says this person is nothing.
因为他没有爱。
Because he doesn't have love.
假如我们有很多的知识，有很多的本事，但是我们心中对人没有爱的话，圣经说这个人算不得什么。
So even though we have a lot of knowledge, we're very capable, here it's that scripture says that if you don't have love, you are nothing.
第三节又讲到另一类人啦。
The third verse is talking about a different kind of person.
这个人呢就能够将一切所有的分给人。
This person is able to give all their possessions to others.
又舍己俾人焚烧。
He's so self-denying, he's able to give up his own body to be burned.
即系话呢个人咧已经非常嘅慷慨，又肯去牺牲，连命都可以唔要噶。
This means that this person is extremely generous and so self-giving and self-denying that even his own life he doesn't keep for himself.
咁呢个人啊都相当伟大啦，系咪
？So this is a very great person, isn't it?
起码佢嘅行为系非常嘅伟大啦。
At least his conduct is very great, heroic.
但系假如佢做呢啲一切施舍啊、牺牲啊，佢做呢啲一切嘅时候，佢系冇爱嘅。
But all of this that he does and sacrifices, he doesn't do it out of love.
圣经就话呢啲对呢个人嚟讲都系毫无嘅益处。
Scripture says that to this person, all that he gives up, all that he does, does profit him nothing.
嗱，呢一段圣经想话俾我哋听，喺教会里边咧，其实有好多唔同嘅职分。
So these passages tell us that in the church. In the church, there are different people with different positions, different
functions.
嚇，咁或者有啲人係講道，有啲人帶詩歌。
For example, some people lead in song.
或者有啲人係煮飯。
Some people cook.
有啲人洗碗。
Some people wash dishes.
嚇，有啲人做教師嘅。
Some people teach.
或者有啲人咧係平時好中意去接待人嘅。
Some people are very hospitable.
啊，總之大家嚟到教會咧，好似當呢個係一個家咁樣，一齊去投入啊，同埋幫手。
Everybody who comes to the church, they get involved like in a family, and they do different things.
但係聖經今日提醒我哋，不論我哋做啲乜嘢幫咩手都好，我哋必須用愛心去做。
But here scripture is telling us that no matter what we're doing, we need to have love.
如果冇爱心嘅话咧，无论你几本事做得几好，这个教会可能都唔会有生命力嘅。
Scripture is saying that even if you do all of these things and you're very capable, if you do them without love, then
这个教会系即系你所做嘅嘢系唔会有果效嘅。
Then what you do will not bring any good effect.
这个教会可能都不会有，这个教会呢，都不会有生命力的。
Yeah, this church will not have, will not be dynamic.
那么，我相信大家都很知道，有爱和没爱有什么分别。
I think, by now you will understand the difference between having love and not having love.
有爱的话，就会有生命。
If you have love, you will have a life force.
就会有成长。
You will be able to grow.
有温暖。
There will be warmth.
唔会放弃。
You would not give up.
系会有希望嘅。
You would have hope.
但系我相信，假如你有爱过嘅话
，But assuming that you have love,
我谂咧，我哋年纪越大嘅咧，可能你嘅爱人嘅经验就越多啦。
I trust that for those of us who are older, we have more experience in love.
如果你还年幼的话，可能你是被爱比较多一点。
If you are still very young, maybe your experience is more of being loved.
假如你有爱过，
Let's say that you have experienced loving someone.
你的爱迟早都会受到考验。
That love sooner or later will be tested.
你的爱心会被挑战。
Your love will be challenged.
你会开始去问自己，我系咪仲愿意去爱呢？
Sooner or later, you'll ask yourself, "Am I willing to continue to love?"
我仲愿唔愿意去为对方付出呢？
Am I still willing to give to the other person?
我有冇爱错呢？
Have I loved the wrong person?
我咁样爱系咪自己攞嚟嘅呢？我爱通常你会伤心的时候，我是不是自己拿来的呢？
If you are hurt when you're loving someone, will you think to yourself, I just brought this on myself?
你会开始去想，值不值得呢？
You might start wondering, is this worth it?
我咁樣愛愛得啱唔啱咧
？Am I loving in the right way？
你會諗起一大堆呢啲嘅問題。
You would think about all these things。
你個愛心，假如你係會咁問嘅時候，即係話你個愛心係被挑戰緊。
So if you are asking all of these things, then your love is being tested。
我記得咧，我間唔中咧，以往啊，最近咧都唔係以往，有時會聽到我媽媽咁講。
Recently, I heard my mum say。
我唔理啦。
I don't care， 係嘛 ？I don't care。
你中意點就點。
You do what you want。
你有冇咁講過
？Have you ever said that？
有都唔出奇啊。
Yeah, it's not surprising if you did。
你咁講嘅時候，因為你個愛心係被挑戰嘅。
You may say that because your love is being challenged。
你係受緊考驗。
You're being tested。
你作為一個媽媽
，As a mother，
你就明啦。
You may understand。
我唔理啦。
If the other party says， or if you say， I don't care。
個媽媽講。
If you're a mum， you may say， I don't care。
你哋想點就點。
You do whatever you want to do。
我冇氣啦咁。
Yeah， I don't want to care anymore。
如果你係一個媽媽，可能你會好熟悉啦。
So if you're a mum, you might be able to relate to this.
呢一種嘅心情。
This kind of feeling.
我最近都有咁講過。
Yeah, recently I also said this.
但係當我去咁講嘅時候。
But when I said this,
你個內心係唔快樂嘅。
Your heart is not very happy.
你係覺得你唔想再付出啦。
You're thinking I don't want to give anymore.
冇用嘅。
It's useless.
我唔值得嘅。
It's not worth it。
所以你會話我唔理啦。
So you would say I don't care。
但係當你平心靜氣之後
，But after you've calmed down，
你就會發覺原來自己裏邊嘅愛係好有限。
You will realize that your love is very limited。
當你有咁嘅勇氣去重拾翻嗰個愛心嘅話呢？
When you have the courage to love again，
唔去壓抑你嘅愛心
，not suppress that love，
你會發覺你會重新有一種愛嘅動力推動你去愛。
You will find once again that you have that energy to motivate you to love again。
愛係叫到人有推動力嘅。
Love gives people motivation。
所以我經常聽到阿媽講我唔理。但係冇幾耐，佢又係你啦。
So that's why I often hear my mum say, "Oh, I don't care." But then after a while, you find that she's caring again.
嗱，當一個人越去愛嘅時候
，When a person is trying to love more and more，
你就會發覺你越唔敢去愛。
You will find that you dare to love less and less。
唔想去愛。
You don't want to love。
唔識去愛。
You don't know how to love。
當你有愛過嘅話，又唔識得點樣愛落去咧
？If you have loved before and then you reach a point where you don't know how to continue loving，
又或者唔想再愛落去咧
？Or if you don't want to continue loving，
我相信以下一段聖經對你嚟講咧就特別有用。
I think the next passage of scripture will be very useful to you。
哥林多前書十三章，頭先我哋睇嗰段聖經，我哋再睇落去。
So First Corinthians chapter 13, we'll continue looking at the passage we were just reading。
第四至到第七節。
Verse 4-7。
愛是恆久忍耐，又有恩慈；愛是不嫉妒，愛是不自夸，不張狂，不作害羞的事。不求自己的益处，不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶，不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。凡事包容，凡事相信，凡事盼望，凡事忍耐。呢度四至七节讲到爱是什么。
So here in verse 4-7, it describes what love is。
或者你喺網上邊，你都有或者去揾下愛是什麼嚇。
Or perhaps on the internet you've tried to Google love。
嗱，今日我向大家介紹咧，就係聖經點樣講愛。
So today I want to share with you what Scripture says about love。
那聖經呢經常就講到神是愛，係咪？
Now in scripture oftentimes we read that God is love.
呢度咧就話俾我哋聽神嘅愛係點樣嘅。
So here it's telling us what God's love is like.
以後我再有機會分享嘅時候，我會再詳細啲分享每一樣。
In the coming months, I hope to expound more in detail about this passage on love.
今日我只係想講一個宏觀啦。一個general view。
Okay, so today I just want to give you a general view of love.
呢度講到愛係恆久忍耐。
So here it says love is patient.
當你睇到一段文字之嘅時候咧，我希望俾到你鼓勵。
I hope when you read this, it gives you some encouragement.
當你試過愛，但係現在你唔知點樣愛落去。
If you have loved and now you feel you don't know how to continue loving,
或者唔想再愛落去，
or maybe you don't want to continue loving,
聖經話愛是恆久忍耐。
Here, scripture says love is patient.
嗱，好奇怪，你冇留意第四節嘅第一句， 愛是恆久忍耐。
So have you noticed that the first point that is made in verse 4 is that love is patient?
而最尾嗰句第七節點樣結尾啊
？And how does verse 7 end？
凡事忍耐。
It says love endures all things。
頭同尾都係講到忍耐。
So basically, the beginning and the end of this passage that we just read is talking about patience, endurance。
咁其實聖經咧已經講緊一啲好實際嘅嘢俾我哋聽。
So scripture is talking about some very practical things。
佢係好明白要愛嘅話咧。很重要的一件事就是要恆久愛下去。
So something very important about love is that you have to endure loving.
愛一日是很容易的。
It's easy to love for one day.
愛一年都不是太難的。
It's also not too difficult to love for one year.
但是如果要一生一世地愛下去呢？
But if you have to love for the rest of your life,
你就一定是會面對考驗和挑戰。
For sure, you will encounter testing or challenge.
第四節所講的恆久忍耐。
Verse 4, when it says love is patient,
這個原文是希臘文。
So the original is in Greek.
它的意思是當一個人受刺激的時候。
Here the meaning is that when somebody experiences
provoke you.
Oh, so when somebody provokes you.
有啲人咧，無論用説話又好，行為又好，刺激你。
When somebody provokes you either with word or with action.
一個恆久忍耐嘅意思咧，就係唔埋怨咁樣去容忍。
So here, love is patient means that you won't complain, you will endure.
你會忍耐，會寬容。
You will endure and you will forgive.
會有耐性。
You will have a lot of patience.
同埋有自制嘅。
And you will have self-control.
唔會發脾氣。
You won't lose your temper.
能夠保持冷靜。
You will able to keep calm.
呢個就係恆久忍耐。
This is being patient.
而最結尾第七節嗰個忍耐咧
？And what does it mean at the end of verse 7 when it says endures all things？
意思係差不多。
The meaning is almost the same.
就係當你一個人面對困難嘅時候，佢能夠。
It means that when a person is facing difficulty, they are able to endure.
佢係好有一種好堅定嘅信念，我要愛落去。
They are able to persevere and say, "I will continue to love."
即係話咧，忍耐堅忍係同當你喺一個唔理想嘅情況之下，咁先至需要去堅忍。
It means that when the situation is not so ideal, you will continue to persevere and endure in with your love.
因為往往呢啲唔理想嘅情況咧，唔係第二日就會解決嘅。
Because these not so ideal situations, they won't disappear in the next day.
呢啲困難咧，可能係會持續一段時間。
These difficulties may continue for some period.
咁愛人就要受到一個長久嘅忍耐嘅考驗。
So loving people will then be tested for a long time.
嗱，我哋睇一段聖經，呢個係講緊神嘅愛。
So this passage is describing the love of God.
神就係咁樣對我哋嘅。
This is how God treats us.
我哋同神對比之下。
When we are compared to God.
神同埋我哋嘅對比真係好大。
God is very, very different to us.
正正喺人失敗嘅地方。
Where people fail.
但係神係可以愛落去。
God is able to continue with love.
这个就是神和人的分别。
This is the difference between man and God.
当我们觉得很难再爱下去的时候，
When we feel it's very difficult to continue loving,
我们想想神是怎样爱自己的呢？
We need to think about how God loves us.
可能这个能够给到你一种推动力去爱下去。
Perhaps this will give you some motivation, some encouragement to continue loving.
因为神做得到。
Because God is able.
我们接触这个爱的源头的话，我们都可以做得到。
And when we are in touch with the source of love, then we also are able to love.
那我们时间差不多，在我们完之前呢，我想跳到去第十三章的最尾一个节。
So as we close, I'd like to look at verse 13.
第十三节圣经这么读。如今常存的有信、有望、有爱，这三样，其中最大的是爱。其中最大的是爱。
Verse 13 says that the greatest of these is love.
点解呢？
Why?
嗱，信、望、爱，我哋都听得多啦。
So we've heard a lot about faith, hope, and love.
信、望、爱就系我哋基督教嘅一个要点嚟。
Faith, hope, and love is the essence of Christianity.
其实信望爱都是同等很重要的。
So faith, hope, and love are equally very important.
望呢，就上个礼拜牧师讲到都有讲到。
So hope, Pastor mentioned it in last week's sermon.
望是什么呢？
What is hope?
望就是去盼望能够面对面见到神那一天。
Hope means hoping to see God face to face one day.
咁而家仲未兑现嘅喎。
So this hope has not been fulfilled yet.
所以我哋系要盼望就系咁。
So we have to keep on hoping.
而信呢？信系乜嘢呢
？And what is faith?
信就当然系相信呢啲一切眼都未见到嘅事情啦。
So faith means that we believe in the things that we don't see.
咁但系到嗰一日神再翻嚟，我哋面对面见到佢嘅时候呢
？But when God returns and we see Him face to face,
你都见到神咯。
You'll be able to see God.
咁到時候你就唔需要再相信啦。
By which time you don't need to believe anymore.
亦都唔需要再去盼望啦。
You don't need to hope anymore.
因為已經見到啦嘛。
Because you already see God.
亦唔需要再去懷疑啦。
You don't need to doubt anymore.
但係到嗰日。
But by that time.
即使你面對面見到神。
Even though you see God face to face.
你仍然繼續要去愛。
You need to continue to love.
愛。是不停止的。
Love never ceases.
信望可能都已经兑现了，你不需要了。
Faith and hope has been realized. You don't need it anymore.
但是爱，你要用爱继续去维系和神和人的关系。
But love needs, is still needed to maintain our relationship with God and with people.
所以爱是最大的。
That is why love is the greatest.
因为它不止息。
Because love never ceases.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
圣经讲到爱的时候。
When scripture talks about love.
它就讲到爱的一个特点。
It mentions a characteristic of love.
爱是永不止息。
Love never fails.
即是它不会停顿的。
It means it never ceases.
不终止的。
It never ends.
并且咧有爱系会成就一切，先至有果效嘅。有爱，你做嘅嘢先至会有果效。
It's only when you have love that the things that you do will have a result.
咁我今日嘅分享系咁多，咁下一次我会继续讲到关于爱。
So I'll close here, and next time I hope to continue with this theme.
咁我哋一齐祈祷。